Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Let's dive right into today's message. Is all about living life in the dark. Man, that sounds depressing, doesn't it? Why would you ever want to live life in the dark? A lot of people do, man. A lot of people, you might. I mean, and the good news is all you have to do is listen to this podcast. We're not calling you out by name. We're not shining a spotlight on you. But if this resonates with you, wherever you are, all around the world, this podcast downloaded in six continents, over 100 countries, millions of downloads, wherever this finds you right now, let the words just massage and take hold and kind of a seed that gets planted inside of you. Because in my journeys, not only in the J-O-B world, in the entrepreneurial world, I have seen just about everybody. And this is the beauty of it. Everybody feels as though they're unique, they're alone, nobody gets it. If I happen to share my shortcomings, my failings, nobody's going to get it because everybody else has life figured out and I'm just this, you know, insecure bundle of fluff over it. That's not true. That's not true. Everybody is living part of their life in the dark somehow, some way. And let me just tell you what I'm talking about. You know, probably now would be a good time to explain. And what we hide controls us. What we hide controls us, okay? And I've done a lot of deep dives into my own personal life, and that's why people are like, man, why do you share all that? You know, that's really authentic, but man, aren't you afraid of what people are going to think? And not really. I mean, I used to be. Yeah, of course. That was what I hid. That's what controlled me. Let me know if any of these traits resonate with you. I'm off the top of my head. No notes in front of me. Good news, right? Shocker! Sam doesn't have an outline. He's just kind of letting it rip. But off the top of my head, have you ever felt any of these? Jealousy, envy, rage, judgment, lust, addicted to pornography, all of those, addicted to anything that is not love, light, and happiness, things like that. Man, I can think back when I had a job in my corporate career. Every time someone got a promotion, I was upset. It should have been mine. Should have been me. I was jealous. I was angry. I was envious of the new money that they would be making, of the new recognition, how they'd be put on a pedestal, and I'm toiling away, and nobody noticed me, and all that good stuff. You know what that is? That's living a life that's inward, not outward. Now, I wasn't happy for anybody that got a promotion. That was my peer. Look, if it was somebody in marketing, I was in sales. So if it was somebody in marketing or some executive someplace in another division or all the way across the country, I didn't care. Hey, send them an email. Congrats. But locally, within my own division, in my own territory, my own region, and they're a peer of mine, no. Homie didn't play that game. No, I would hide that, and it controlled me. So I would hide my jealousy. And I would allow that to control me. I would let it to become toxic. I would feed that. I would make up narratives around it. You know, don't they know who I am? Aren't they noticing me? And all that. And it carried into my entrepreneurial career as well. You know, peers of mine, they would have a product launch. I'd have a product launch and do X amount of money. They would have a product launch and do five times that. And people be sending, blowing up their social media. Wow, look at so-and-so. No, not me. I mean, I'd sit pissed off, man. Like, man, I can't believe that product. Mine's way better than theirs. And they did that. They did $2 million, $3 million, $4 million with that. And it controlled me. It prevented me from being positive, prevented me. I'd love to tell you that, you know, I always blogged in a great frame of mind, that I always recorded a podcast in a great frame. No. When I was living life in the dark and I hid all of these, they subsequently controlled the output that I would have. Now, I'm sharing all of this with you because there's a theme, and it's all around the big A word that I share nonstop, and it's authenticity. And I was going to mention the new Momentum Club, and trust me, I'm not doing this thing, but even if I did, it'd be okay, right, to put a plug in for a product. But when I'm relaunching the Momentum Club in this coming week, it's a brand new version of it. The Momentum Club, it's a private Facebook group where I've had it for about 6 to 8 months to show people how to create massive momentum in their lives. And it's all around letting go of the past. Quit living life in your rearview mirror, because there's no way to move forward and create any kind of momentum, defined as momentum being things that are in motion tend to stay in motion, you know? But most people can't get in motion because they're allowing their past to define their destination. They're allowing that rearview mirror to shape where they're going, which is absolutely crazy. If you think about driving while looking in your rearview mirror, it doesn't make a lot of sense, right? I mean, at some point, you're going to have to look at the windshield, which, oh, by the way, is built a lot bigger in size than your rearview mirror for a reason. Because what's in front of you is way more important than what's in your past. Do you wear the shackles that I've worn? I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who has beat the crap out of myself over the ridiculously bad decisions I've made. I mean, horrible decisions. Sinner, come on, man. You got nothing on this guy, okay? And I'm free. It's a process. I'm working very, very hard, but I'm free. Now, my Christian beliefs, you know, I share them all the time. And look, people follow me from all places of the world. They listen to this message. They know I'm a Christian, okay? And I'm not here to say my religion's better. I'm saying my way that I look at is no condemnation through Christ, okay? And it took me a while to get to that place. But with that being said, people still live in the dark. What they hide that rage, that pornography, that drug addiction, that jealousy, that envy, that judgment of other people. They hide all of that. And the very thing they're hiding is causing them to live in the dark. If you just let that out, and you, I'm not saying you get on the internet today and you go to, hey, I'm addicted to this, or I judge this person. But starting today, allow yourself permission to be authentic and to lead with your faults. Notice this podcast is not about how great I am. It's never been about me. The show's never been about how great I am. It's always been about the journey, the ups, the downs, the zigzag way to success defined by whatever you want to think success is defined by. I happen to think success is defined by legacy, memories, and relationships. And legacy not in the sense of, oh, and Sam Crowley, speaking about myself in the third person, when Sam Crowley's gone, I want Sam Crowley to be, no. Did I love? Did I matter? Are my kids in good shape? Did I leave an inheritance for my children's children? Did I at least leave some sort of, you know, are they on welfare? Did they grow up with an abusive parent? Did they have alcoholism or anything in their family? I mean, if none of those, did I stop at least some of that from happening? Any of that from happening? You know, and quit being so hard on yourself. You know, nobody asked you to raise the Rockefellers. You know, if your parents, man, we are so hard on ourselves. We live in the dark there as well. We beat the crap out of ourselves. You lay in bed at night. I can't believe I said that to my child. I can't believe I said that to my child. I know better. I love them, but they just bring out the in me. I get it. God gets it. You're forgiven. All you have to do is just ask. It's already, this is not a deed-driven society. As much as you want to see online that, oh, all the good works I do, I'm going to get into heaven. No. That's not the way. It's already been given to you. That's the good news. It's called grace. You didn't even earn it. You don't even have to earn it, okay? So quit beating yourself up about all the decisions that you've made and all the people that you made mad and upset and the bankruptcies and the affairs you had and all of these things. It's all been forgiven. Can you forgive yourself? Because if you can do that, you can stop hiding and you can start living and stop allowing the stuff that you're keeping in the dark to control you, okay? Just stop allowing that stuff to control you. And here's a better thing. Stop doing it. You know, one of the main ingredients of not living in the dark is to shed light on what it is that is controlling you, expose that, understand it, and just come to grips with it. That's who I am, man. I'm a sinner. I get that about myself. I'm not doing it intentionally. When I sin, I repent, and I'm going to move forward. I'm going to try to be a better person tomorrow. All you can do is be a better person than you were yesterday. That's all any of us can do, and nobody expects you to be perfect. You know, the best part about the internet is you can start a business today, and you can be a millionaire next year. I mean, that's a fact. It's happened. Yay for them, millions. Or you can start a movement. You can start a legacy. You can start a brand. Anything you want to do, and you can start creating an amazing legacy by simply Googling your name today and Googling your name in a year from now, and just look at the amount of content that you've created and put yourself out there. Or maybe you've got an e-commerce store and you got one item for sale today, and a year from now you'll have 10,000 items for sale. I mean, that's all fact. It's been done. All you got to do is rinse and repeat, you know? So the bad news, though, about the internet is we think we see other people living a great life when, in fact, they're living in the dark. They're hiding things that are absolutely controlling them, the money and all of those things, the greed, the car, the house, the relationships, more than one, the conquering, the lust, all that stuff. Expose that. Understand it. Understand the enemy only has one angle. I'll leave you with this, okay? The enemy only has one trick. That's it, and that's to lie. That's it. If he can get you to believe the lie, then he's won. If you consequently say back, the hell with you, enemy, that's a damn lie. That's a damn lie. I was built in the image of God himself. I am. Inside of me lives God himself. I'm created in his likeness. There's nothing can conquer me. You are a damn liar. Then you move forward with, hey, I got nothing, man. I got, everything's cool. They got nothing on me. I'm cool. I shined the light on that. I'm good. I'm moving forward. I'm going to create memories, relationships, legacies. I'm going to attract all of that into my life at the highest level, because right now I'm attracting like attracts like. I'm attracting like-minded individuals that are also hiding their stuff in the dark. I want to hang around individuals who have the light, who love, who accept. Look, you don't got to be perfect. Come on, man. You know I'm not. Those of you that see me, you know I'm not. You absolutely know I'm not. But the good news is I don't have to be to enjoy life. And neither do you. Quit trying to be perfect. Just try to be better than the person you were yesterday. Quit beating yourself up and understand that what you're hiding right now is exactly what's controlling you. Don't do that anymore. God doesn't want you to be that way. He just doesn't want you to be that way. All right? Woo! That felt good. Felt good a little bit to preach on a Sunday. That felt very good. And I hope you received that message as well, because literally I grabbed the mic, let it rip, and I just wanted to get this off my heart into your ear and allow you to move forward this week, this coming week, stepping into your greatness. Now, as a plug, make sure if you are not on my email list, you got to get on it. Go to everydayissaturday.com, put your name and email in. You'll get a free audio called The Power of a Dream. More importantly, you're going to be on the notification list when the Momentum Club relaunches, goes live this week with a cool, I won't even give it away, just some unannounced bonuses. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Every Day is Saturday and our complimentary free open Facebook group where everybody's in there getting some major motivation, everydayissaturday.com/FB group. I want you to see you in there. I want to hear about your dream. I want to know you're listening. I want to know you're shining. I want to know you're not beating yourself up. I want to know you're stepping into your greatness. I want you to understand that your best days lie ahead of you, and I want you to have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.